When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Easter's Sunday. And
yeah.
It's weird because this year Easter falls on the both Easters fall together because I'm Greek Orthodox. So my Easter's usually
different.
Oh, it's
the same day this year?
It's usually different, yeah. But you guys have Easter.
We're later this year. Right?
Is it usually late for you guys? I don't know how that you're at.
Well, April 20th is late for Easter for us. Sometimes it's even in late March, but it's a little bit late for us. Yeah.
My favorite Catholic holiday is Easter. For those of you who don't know, Easter is the day we celebrate Jesus rising from the grave and coming back to earth as a rabbit that hides colored eggs.
Yeah, it is a little odd how it has evolved, isn't it? Crazy.
A little bit.
So we're having Easter at my parents' house, and I am trying to put together an adult Easter egg hunt because we don't have any kids in the bunch anymore.
I love this, though. Even just so, for us, for my family,
yeah.
For the adults, I would love to do something like this.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get ideas, like what do you actually put in the eggs other than candy? Because, you know, the adults
don't really want candy. Yeah.
What do you put in the eggs if you're doing an adult Easter egg hunt? So we have Alicia on the phone. Alicia, do you have ideas for an adult Easter egg hunt?
I do, because I'm doing one with my friends, because I'm childless. So we're doing one as adults.
Oh, awesome. So tell me about it.
I'm putting in lottery tickets and some money in, like, nips.
Nips.
Okay, so how big are these eggs?
I know.
It's got to be pretty big.
They're pretty big, like the medium-sized ones.
You know, we actually use those with my kids, all my nieces and nephews, and we get one golden one. So they do actually, Sue, they do make bigger eggs. You could do that and fill them with exactly what Alicia's talking about.
That's
because
what I'm going to do.
We would get just one so that it would stand out and it wouldn't be like the other smaller ones, but it was a giant golden egg and we'd put like $20 in it for the kids.
Yeah.
But you could definitely fit nips and lottery tickets.
That's what I'm going to do. I could probably order the larger plastic eggs on Amazon, I would think, and get them in time.
Yeah, definitely. Or Dollar Tree.
Oh.
Oh, that would be a
Dollar
great place
Tree.
To go. Yeah.
That's what I'll do. I bet they have them.
What else do you guys do? Like, do you have any other kind of games or events, things that you do if you had all adults?
Yeah, we get the smaller eggs and we put them on spoons and we trade them with each other.
How do you do that? It's like a game? Like the spoon is the spoon like in your mouth?
The spoon is in your hand or your mouth, whatever you want to do. It depends on how many cocktails you have.
Oh my God, I love you. Can I come to your party?
How do you get
Yes, you're both invited because I love you guys.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm still trying to figure out how do you get the... Do you have to like get the handle from the spoon? Or do you have to try to get the egg off of the spoon?
You hold the spoon with the handle and you put the egg on the other spoon.
Oh, you got to swap eggs.
Oh, God. I could never do that. A couple dirty martinis in, I'd be done.
And are those also plastic eggs or real eggs?
They're plastic, but you can use real eggs. But real eggs are expensive.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
messy.
Do plastic. Yeah. You don't need the mess.
Yeah,
nobody wants to be covered in egg
yolk. Unless you win the lottery, you have to use plastic.
Yeah. So, all right. So I love these ideas. So money, nips, scratch tickets, these are all good things to put in the eggs. Oh, I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Yay. Have a great Easter.
You too.
She sounds so fun.
Oh, I bet that party
is that
awesome. Like, to the core, I bet that's a fun Easter. Are you kidding?
Oh, yes.
But I enjoy stuff like that. I know I was thinking of another game you could do also, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it at Christmas time. My cousin Mara actually does it, where she takes little things. Like, it could be a gift card. It could be a nip. Or it could be a chapstick. It could be anything. And you slowly start wrapping it in, like, the saran wrap. You do like the saran wrap ball and you put on oven mitts and you have to try to, everybody has, I think, I want to say 10, 15 seconds to try to unravel as much as you can. And whatever falls into your lap in that 15 seconds is yours. Whatever is in the ball. But,
yeah.
I mean, you could do something else similar to that, but you have 15 seconds to try to get whatever's in that ball.
My family, they'd be like rabid
but
raccoons.
It would be awesome. It would be such a fun thing, and everybody can sit doing it. It's not like a physical activity.
Right.
So you could do something like that.
Yeah,
that would
that'd
be a fun idea.
Too. Yeah. But no, I'm trying to take it up a notch and do a couple of fun, crazy adult items, activities.
We'll get a couple more ideas for you here. We're gonna line this up. We're gonna get this to be the best party you've ever had at Easter at Shirley's house.
Shirley's like, really? Like
she doesn't know what she signed up for.
She has no idea.